Okay, welcome everyone. Thank you for listening. This is the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee teleconference. The date is April 2nd, 2008. I'm the Chair Pro Tem, Jack Van Aken. Note that we have a quorum. We also have an agenda that I sent out earlier today with time. Get it up here. I'm going to call the roll. Wait, Mary, I have a secretary. That's right. This is so great. I'm used to, as I've said before, I'm used to having to do all these roles. So, Mary, could you please call the roll?
Supposed to be. Okay, let's see now. I think I have this proper sheet. Effian Mongasa.
Present.
Ambrose Lane. Okay. I thought I just heard Ambrose. Okay.
No, that was Lonnie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's
most amazing. Bob Lederer?
Here.
Bonnie Simmons? I hear Bonnie. You said?
Is Bonnie on the... I don't think Bonnie's on this committee. We have Sarve.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sarve. Sarve Mandala.
He's en route. Ambrose and Sarve I've talked to. Ambrose,
okay.
A little under the weather. Sarve is on.
Okay, Sherry Gendelman.
Sherry's running late.
Wendy Schrell. Jack Van Aken.
Present.
Okay. Is there anybody else whose name was not mentioned? And Nicole Sawaya.
Present.
And Mary Burke is
present. And I'm present, yeah.
Hi, Sherry here.
Oh, there.
Hi.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Sherry.
Hey.
Hey, we've already started, so we're screaming.
Good. And now I don't have Bonnie. I don't have Ambrose.
Bonnie's not on, and Sarve is on his way.
Okay, and Wendy Schrell?
I didn't reach Wendy, but I'm sure she's aware of this meeting. She sent out an email last night. I tried her on her cell phone. We'll see.
Okay,
so we have a quorum. We are streaming on the web. I sent out the most recent agenda. I have some time limits for items, which total 45 minutes. Hopefully we can get this meeting done efficiently. Would anyone like to volunteer to serve as timekeeper?
Oh, I'll serve as timekeeper.
Okay, great. Okay, Sherry will serve as timekeeper. If you've seen the agenda, most recent, it's pretty succinct. Is there any additions, suggested amendments to the agenda?
This is Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah, I have several. I'd like to propose a longer time to discuss the Houston meeting, 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Okay.
And can I go on to my other?
Yeah, why don't you go on and give
okay.
them all.
After that item, I'd like to add a new item of just 5 minutes for discussion of compilation of Pacifica policies, which was mandated by the board in January.
Okay, and that was 10 minutes, you said?
I think five should be enough.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. And
the last item is to add a very short executive session to this meeting at the end. I would say maybe 15 minutes. And the purpose is to discuss the content of a couple of the executive sessions that are proposed on this agenda, since we obviously can't talk about what they should be in public.
Okay. Executive session
which was
on...
Which one?
Houston.
Hear that.
Executive session. Scheduling. And how much time do you think?
I'm suggesting 15.
15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any objections, any discussion of Bob's proposed amendments?
This is Nicole. I just want to say that I thought this was only going to be an hour. And I have the father of my son, also known as my ex, also known as my very good friend, who has just come into town. And I've put in an 8-hour day work, more than that, already. So I'm just wondering what we're now gauging the length of this to be.
Okay, so with the addition of 20 minutes plus 15, that's an hour and 20 minutes total.
Well, that wasn't expected, and obviously I need to be here to the end, so can we stick to an hour and 20 minutes? That's a pretty long working day for both Lonnie and myself, and I know both Lonnie and I have been on conference calls together.
I'll tell you what, status of P&B listserv, this is really just I could just give a one-minute update on this, so that will cut 10 minutes out. And then follow up on director's inspections. Maybe we could cut that down and propose try it for 5. So that brings us down to about an hour and 6 minutes.
Hi, Jack, this is Bob.
Bob.
You know, I'm not intending, I'm not saying we have to spend a half an hour discussing the Houston meeting. I just think there may be sufficient issues. We might need it, but if we can do it in less, let's do it.
But why don't we...
May I just suggest that we maintain the agenda for this meeting as it is, except for the executive session of 5 or 10 minutes. How many minutes did you say, Bob?
15.
With an executive session of 10 minutes, and somebody can always move to extend, but just add the executive session at the end.
So your counterproposal is not to add the discussion of the compilation of specific policies?
Oh, sorry.
What might that be?
Okay.
Somebody just pay at the toll booth?
No, it's raining, and I'm trying to close the windows on my car,
okay.
Except the radio is on.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're really, at this point, Bob's amendment, say we make, because we're just we're spending the time that we're trying
to
save.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Let's just put number 2, in, split the difference and make it, 23 minutes, and... let's leave discussion of Pacifica policies compilation in as the new number 3 at 5 minutes, and we'll try to be efficient. And then we'll put the executive session at the very end, and we'll try to get there.
Okay.
How about that?
So just tell me the times again, because I'm the timekeeper.
Okay.
The review of the agenda is now 20 minutes.
And yes, that'll be 23 minutes.
Okay.
23 minutes.
Okay.
And then discussion of compilation of Pacifica policies, 5 minutes is the new number 3. And then director's inspection rights is down to 5 minutes. The P&B listserv item will be 1 minute. I'll just give an update. Executive session, then, we're proposing 10 minutes and then adjourn.
Okay. And the follow-up director's protocol is how many minutes?
I have it down to 5, hopefully.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack, this is Wendy.
Oh, hi, Wendy.
Oh, Wendy. I wanted to tell you I'm here, but then did you, there wasn't an executive session notice, right? So
no, there was not. No, but with a majority vote, we could go into executive closed session. My reading of Robert's rules is that we could do that. It was not noticed.
So can you tell us what the subject is?
Yes, it was because there are executive sessions scheduled for the Houston meeting. Bob would like to discuss issues relating thereto, which I don't know what they are.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks.
And the new agenda as revised, is there a motion to approve?
I so moved.
Okay. Any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Approval of minutes, we don't have draft minutes that are in ready form, but Mary has very graciously sent out her preliminary minutes. You can review them at your leisure. And,
I also...
Is that correct, Mary?
Yeah, he didn't call you, Mary.
I'm sorry?
It's all right. Mary, go ahead.
Excuse me?
Mary, you're recognized.
Okay.
there was the motion from 228 that I don't think that was done last week, and I had sent them out back then, but I sent them again today. If anybody is in a position, if they can remember those minutes, we could get those.
Oh, is it the minute? A motion from 228?
I'd sent them, I think it was March 10th.
I think we might have approved those, but we'll check on that later.
I don't know if we did. So.
Yeah, we're pressed for time.
Okay, well.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Yes,
sir. Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Great. It looks like everyone is present except for Ambrose, who's under
and
the weather.
And Bonnie?
Bonnie is not on this. She's not on the roster. We have Sarah from Berkeley.
I thought I heard someone say, I didn't think she was, and I... So it's just Ambrose who's not here.
Yeah. Okay, if we can move on. Review latest draft agenda for Houston T&B meeting. I have Sherry as the chair. Maybe you want to walk us through the agenda, or do people have concerns that they want to raise immediately?
Do you want me to do an introduction, or...
Yeah, maybe you could just give an overview.
So here's how, and the agenda was put together by items that were left over from the last TMB meeting in Newark. Then Jack and I, and then after several meetings of the coordinating committee, and then Jack and Nicole and I also met so that Nicole could apprise of us of what was critical or important for the board to consider at the Houston meeting. Friday, for 6 hours, we will be involved in a closed-door anti-racism training. And my anticipation is that that's going to be a very intense experience for all of us. I didn't think it was fair on Friday night to pile on issues that we had to address that were critical to the foundation. And it's my understanding that on each day of a public meeting, we need to have public comment. So at the end of the training, we have a dinner together, come back for public comment. Houston, and I've been in conversation with the GM in Houston briefly. He said that the best night for the staff and for the station to host the traditional PNB gathering of the host station was Friday night. So I thought that this would be the best use both of our emotions and whatever we absorbed in the training, our recognition of the need for public comment, and honoring the station by attending the station on the night that the GM and other people from that station area felt was the most comfortable. Because there are so many critical issues in the national office, and because we now have an executive director who has a long history in radio. She wanted the opportunity, after being briefed by the stations and performing her own assessment of the network and the individual component parts, to present to the board. So that's what the 8 to 10, and also the ED believes that all of these sessions should be very, not only working session, but very hard working session. So I know it's her style to start at 8 o'clock, and given what I think the condition or situation facing the foundation is, I thought that was a good idea. So that's what you see from 8 to 10. The executive director presents the Media Macro, Pacifica, and its relationship to the emerging media. We take a break at 10 o'clock. As we know, we've all been grappling with the financial realities facing the network. What are we facing, and then eventually how do we as a board respond to correcting or stabilizing the foundation? So, again, after that break, the 10:30 session begins our look in person with all of us there and the chair of the National Finance Committee, the CFO, and the Executive Director to look at what this look at Pacifica has revealed in terms of the finances. 1 o'clock, we go to public comment. 1:30 to 3, the ED is back again, addressing issues that are critical to us, which were, are we losing audience? How serious is it?
Oh, no, that's a different one.
Oh, it says here, ED audience info, the declining numbers, election year coverage, program.
No, that I sent out a revised part of that part.
Okay, and what
1:30,
is it?
And that is, Jack, go ahead and read it, because you're the one that sent it out after I sent it to you and Sherry.
Yeah, it seems like, Sherry, you're working off an earlier draft, because the latest does not have a break at 10, I seem to recall.
Okay, let me go back to my email, because then there is a more recent one that you sent out.
Just the fundraising during hard times.
Right. Election coverage and other.
Okay. My computer's going to open up the newest thing from Jack. Shoot. Okay. Jack?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. I got it.
3:26 p.m.
It did open. Okay. Then 1:30, the fundraising during hard times, election coverage, 60th anniversary, capital needs.
Right.
Okay. All right. And then 2:30, there is a retreat with the executive director and the HR director, and that's a closed session. 4:00, again, there's a personnel committee report. That's an executive session. 4:30, we go back. We go into open session with KPFT and their station report. 6:00 is dinner. Back at 7:00, Dan Siegel will be on hand. And again, there is an hour closed session for a legal update on some of the lawsuits that or legal issues that the network has been embroiled in for the last several years. And then at 8:00, we're still in public session for the PMB election postmortem. Sunday is a rather loose agenda, as you can see, because Saturday seems to be exhausting. We do have unfinished business, which includes Margaret's motions, some stuff from Rob, and committee reports for those committees that, you know, actually do have something to report and new business, public comment, and adjournment. Okay. And, you know, I think that the agenda reflects the seriousness of Friday's training and its impact on all of us. And Saturday is, I hope, a model of the board in full looking at and addressing the issues that are critical to the network and its individual component parts. And Sunday again is a lighter day.
Okay, are there any comments? I think, Sarv, you might have had a suggestion.
Yeah, well, I think I understand. I shared the sentiment that Sherry expressed. But I think from the reality of it, I think that, you know, we go to these different radio stations, and the reason we have in different stations we meet there is so that we can get a good chance to meet the people and the listeners in that area. And on Saturday, I think the topics are good, and maybe some time we can cut through there. I think this is very overly ambitious here, and from 8:00 in the morning, especially when on Friday night people are going to be at the station and coming back, and so, well, we can suggest it, but I think that it's a proposed agenda, and the board can look at it, whatever they want to do with it. But I think it's a little ambitious, and maybe we ought to cut some time somewhere so that it's not 18 hours a day, because it becomes very unproductive, and people get so tired they don't even know they look like they're in a Jim Jones retreat or something. That's the only objection I have. Other than that, it's fine.
Can I just ask, anyone on the call know of any motions coming out of committees?
No.
Yeah, the committees seem to be just getting going.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that there's going to be a whole lot coming from them. I can't help but note that typically we have a hard time getting through an agenda. Sunday morning.
This is Nicole. If I could speak to just the ambitiousness, and Sarv, I realize it may look very detailed because it really does follow an outline. And it will be easy from 8:20 a.m., I hope, for people to remain concentrated until 10 a.m. It's not so much that portion of it is not so much a give and take as really a walkthrough, which, again, I think Sherry well articulated. This is my first board meeting with the board. I have been through this already at the staff meeting in Houston. Some of the items you see duplicate what I presented at the staff meeting in Houston. So I'm pretty used to presenting in a succinct manner and getting everybody into a flow where there's some give and take, but also keeping it very much on time. If we want to build in a break so people can just stretch and go outside, I can easily end it at 10, and then there's a half-hour break before we regroup for the financial portion of the meeting. The working lunch, if you want to stop the financial at noon and just cut away for an hour and have lunch, it's provided for us on site, rather than making it a working lunch, fine. 1 o'clock, we come back to public comment. That's a full half hour. That's the second round of public comment, so that's a good time to, again, interact with the public, especially after we've just visited the station. And I'm really recommending the station visit. I think KPFT, all our stations deserve each and every board member to see them in reality. And I want everybody to see that bullet that went through the wall at KPFT. And then looking further, the 1:30 to basically it would probably be to 3:30. Part of that would be this retreat, this closed part. That portion, the first portion with the four bullet points, again, it's a succinct thing. That will be probably a little more interactive because you do have this other motion that you passed in New Jersey about the LSBs and the PNB getting involved in fundraising. What I hope to point us to are specific goals and specific tasks that then LSBs and PNB members can actually get hands-on involved in, rather than just tossing it out as, you must help us fundraise, question mark, question mark, question mark. And then, you know, as I said, we can build in another half-hour break, 3:30 to 4 until we reconvene. And I think the rest is pretty self-explanatory. Now, I'll only say, as you know, these cost a lot, these meetings. Personally, I come from the point of view that we should come with an attitude that it's roll up the sleeves and really get to work. It's not necessarily a time just for collegiality. It's also a time that we do focus, and maybe it is a 12-hour day. But staff went through 3 days of this where I pushed them to a 12-hour day. And actually, it turned out to be pretty productive. So those are my thoughts.
Ms. Shimon, this is our...
Sorry.
And then Wendy, please.
CPS, Zach.
And I just want to let the ED know that it was not any criticism of her clarity about the topics. I was talking about the overall length of the meeting from 8 to 10 at night. I think it's just a long meeting, and I think it's up to the board what they want to do. But it has nothing to do with the clarity of your topics. And hopefully you would be succinct and brief and to the point. Thanks.
Okay. Before I call on Wendy, I just want to note that I think it would be a good idea if we could get this agenda out posted publicly on Friday, so this is a good time to
Jack. Yeah, I did have a conversation with Christine today, and after we finalize the agenda today, we have to forward it to her.
Oh, okay, fine. And well, then today, that's fine with me.
Well, she said by 9 o'clock Friday morning, so.
Okay, yeah, Friday. Okay, good. Wendy, go ahead.
I thank you guys for doing this. I'm only reading it minutes before getting on the call, but I think it's a great agenda. I'm very excited about it. I have some comments. You know, as far as the 12-hour meeting thing, we always have 12-hour meetings on Saturday. It's just the way it works. And So really, I think that this agenda has a lot of stuff that is exactly what we should be doing, and it's important to have this time with our new ED. On the Friday thing, I have a kind of a problem with having the, if the only thing that we're doing for the public is a half hour of public comment on Friday night from 7 to 7:30, that's not going to do that much to get people to come. Usually, like I always say, they don't have to always go this way, but traditionally the Friday night thing has gone from like 6 to 8 or 6 to 7:30 or 6 to 8:30 or 9. And, I understand what Sherry said when you're in an intensive anti-racism training that, maybe you aren't ready to go into doing any kind of business. But, this is the hand we're dealt. We have only a couple of days, and it's the listener's expense, and I think we should really try and do some things. It seems like it would be kind of a good place to put, I want to say the KPFG report, but right after the public comment on Friday night, or just something, something maybe where we're not all at each other's throats or anything. But it's hard enough to get people to come out in Houston anyway. And so I just think I don't like the idea of the only thing for the public on Friday being a half hour public comment on Friday night. But anyway, on the I think the Saturday is awesome. I think it's all really good, and I'm looking forward to a productive time. But again, I also would just remembering the closed sessions and then open. So if we have a closed session retreat at 2:30 on Saturday, and then at 4, there's some closed stuff and some open stuff. I mean, just keeping in mind that. Yes, I know that when we say closed and open, it means that it's recorded and streamed on the Internet. But also, there's people that like to come to the meeting. So we let them in for a half an hour and then, a little longer than that, and from 4 to 6, I guess. And then it's closed again and then it's open again. It's just, this is a really huge city and it's not real convenient to be having closed, open. So that's my other comment about Saturday. I just really am excited about this agenda, though. And for Sunday, I guess Sherry answered part of my question. She said that there's items left over from Newark. And then she said Margaret's motion, which by now I don't remember what it is. And
youth
really
training.
Have a minute. Huh?
Youth training, some developing some program at each station to the best of its finances and ability for a youth training.
Okay, and some stuff from Rob, you said.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think as far as, Robert's rules goes for structuring a meeting, that you would have committee reports before unfinished business.
Yeah, you're right.
Then unfinished business and then new business. But, I don't really care. I thought we were planning to go a little later on Sunday. It also seems kind of like not that much time to have spent all this money on listeners to stay overnight. So, but I also know I'm realistic that a lot of things that happen during Saturday will get put off until Sunday. So those are my comments. I just hope that we respect the public in an opportunity to try and get them there.
Okay.
Who was that? Was that Sherry?
Sherry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a Afia on the stack. I'll put you after a Afia.
And I had, this is Bob, I had asked to be on the stack.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Okay, Afia, go ahead.
I wanted to urge that the breaks, the 30-minute breaks, be reduced, say, to 15, 20 minutes, so that the affiliate report could be added to the agenda, preferably between the ED opening comments and the National Finance Committee report. And I would secondly agree with Wendy's concern about the inclusion, making it hospitable for public participation, making it convenient for the public to participate in the meeting and to do what we can to expand their role on Friday evening.
Okay.
And this is Nicole. Can I get on the stack?
Yeah, I'll put you on the stack. Thea, if you're through?
Yes.
Okay, Sherry?
Well, I share some of Wendy's concern about the station. I don't think it's a bad idea to have the station report on Friday night. My concern was that the GM does his report, and then he has to run back to the station. And I don't know where our hotel is in relationship to the station. But I had a little bit of a logistical concern. And then again, but I don't disagree with you, Wendy, that some business, but not a lot of business, because my other concern was going to the station late. I mean, some people go to bed early. In fact, I've been known to go to bed pretty early. So the staff at the station may very well want to meet and greet us. And that was part of what I was thinking of in terms of the framing the time on Friday so that we could get there early enough so that people who, you know, staff, paid and unpaid, et cetera, and other community supporters wouldn't be too late for them either. But I think that your observations on that are well taken. In terms of the sessions being open, closed, and open, it is difficult for the public, but I need everybody on the board to realize how serious our situation is in terms of all of the issues that we're going to address. And if the flow of information and exchange between board members, between the ED, the CFO, and the head of the finance committee is such that we need to go from public to open to closed, I think our responsibility is to deal with these things immediately and organically as they arise. And I would leave it to the ED to decide where the best place is to put the affiliates, not just put it somewhere where it's an early time, but so that it fits into the information that we're going to be absorbing in terms of the intensity of all the topics that are outlined on Saturday.
Okay, I note that we have about 2 minutes left. I have Bob and Nicole on the stack. Bob, go ahead.
I have 4 minutes.
Oh, you have 4 minutes? Okay.
Yeah, but, you know.
All right, you're the timekeeper.
Okay.
Trying to move things along. Bob?
Okay.
Okay, I have a series of points. I think there's a lot of great elements here, and I'm looking forward to the meeting. I want to agree with some of Wendy's observations. I think it's important that Friday night have some substance for the public to make it worthwhile for them to come, and if the KPFT report can fit in there, that would be great. If that may be difficult for the staff, so it's, you know, whatever works for them. I would, however, suggest that the station reports have always been, to my recollection, have always been limited to about an hour. On this agenda, it's listed at 90 minutes. And so, you know, I know it's important when the home station is there to hear from them, but in the balance of all the business, it's usually been limited to that. And unless there's specific public comment that's added from people in the signal area, in which case it could be maybe, you know, an hour and 15 minutes. So that's a suggestion on that. Just a small point is that every meeting opens with a welcome and an approval of the agenda, which usually takes maybe 15 minutes. So that needs to be added to Friday night. I think since we're coming out of this very important anti-racism training that we should have at least a brief period, maybe 15 minutes, to talk about in public, to talk about what we learned from it, what we're going to do about it. And the whole, every anti-racism training we've been in or that I've been in has always emphasized the need for action rather than just kind of changing your thoughts in your head. And so in that spirit, I think the topic that we started to just scratch the surface in Newark, which is the kind of long-neglected Pacifica race and nationality policy that's been in effect for 5.5 years and largely unimplemented, I think that should have a little bit of time in conjunction with the report back on what we've all just learned in that training. So whenever that would fit, of course it would come naturally Friday night, but It could be Saturday morning. For Saturday, I think that that the finances are really critical, and I'm not sure a working lunch is realistic, especially about a topic as complicated as finances. So I think we may want to allocate more time for that and make lunch a little bit more of a real lunch. Then there's a huge item that's been left off this agenda that was mandated by the board to be on here, and that's the two job descriptions of the ED and the CFO. And given the discussions that I've listened to on the stream of the personnel committee, it's really clear that there are two very different proposals that are quite detailed that I would estimate may take us 2 hours to get all the way through from start to finish. And we did vote as a board that we would deal with them in this meeting in Houston. So that really should be added on Saturday. And then the final thing is I agree
Rick
with
time.
My, okay, can I make one more point, Jack?
Not my control.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know.
Okay. I agree with Wendy about the going back and forth and back and forth from public to executive. It's not just that it is disruptive to the public. It also is very time-consuming because you have to wait till the last person clears the room. And what we've done in the past, which works well, is to have an executive session first thing Sunday morning. And that ties into what I also agree with her, is that there's no reason for us to adjourn as early as 11:30. We've usually gone till 3 p.m., and people have booked their flights on that assumption. I remember we got an email saying, assume you'll stay till 4 p.m. I'm not saying we need to stay till 4, but at least till 3, and we will have plenty of leftover business from Saturday. So I would say move that legal executive session about legal matters to Sunday morning. And then we'll just be going in and out once and not twice on Saturday, in and out of the executive session. Those are my suggestions.
Jack, we're at time.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes. Nicole, did you have one last comment?
Yeah, I have a couple of comments, if we can just extend time for a couple of minutes.
I move to extend.
Okay.
10 minutes?
Not 10 minutes.
5 minutes.
Not eight.
Well, okay, five.
I would move for 10 so we can have a little feedback on the last round.
No, I'm the one that asked for a shorter meeting, Bob.
Okay.
We'll go for 5. Go ahead, Nicole.
Okay, I jotted down a lot of, Bob, what you said. Let's see here. I didn't mean for the 8:20 a.m. to go all the way to 10:30 a.m. I basically built in a break that would be done by 10. I can shrink that easily. And I can just say, you know, that report and presentation would then be from, you know, 8:20 to 9:20 or 9:30. And then we've got a half hour break, and then we can start the 10 a.m. National Finance Committee report and CFO report. Athea's suggestion an affiliates report. You know, I don't know what the genesis of this is. The genesis on my end was that from this briefing that was to take place, and there seems to be the only question mark for me around necessarily affiliates, because I'm now well briefed on the affiliates and having just attended an FCB as well and attending the affiliates meeting, extremely well briefed. So, but my one where I'm still in a bit of a fog is exactly where it ties into the governance and how people become affiliate reps. That's not really clear. With regard to the process, and so that's one area I wanted to be briefed on. So that was, I thought, the genesis of the affiliates report. If there's a longer report that's to come, I would suggest part of the reason I built the 8:20 report from ED is that the final point you'll see there is resource allocation. I thought that's an appropriate bridge into then the finance discussion. Because as a macro, as we're looking at everything from a macro and we're bringing it home, and then we start to talk about, well, you can't do anything, but well, let's look at the resource allocation. Really, that's the perfect bridge into the committee report. That's done with intent, you guys. So if there is to be a longer into the National Finance Committee report, so if there's to be a longer affiliates report, separate and apart from just clearing up my, you know, I just, nobody's briefed me on that with regard to the governance, then I would suggest perhaps that come, you know, after in that part, in the 1:30 p.m., the ED report, maybe before that, after public comment, We can start that ED portion maybe at 1:45, and then, you know, whenever, you know, however long this affiliates report is, you know, that can be either 10 minutes prior or whatever. And again, that 1:30 p.m. leads into the retreat portion with our HR director as well, which is the closed session. Bob, with regard to the personnel committee report, I just want to say, you know, that's kind of out of my hands and bailiwick, so I didn't build that time in. However, you know, I think Jack is the chair of that committee, so really that's more up to you guys, the board, because, you know, that's that's really up to you guys in the board where you want to put that and how much time you want to wrap around that. I'm willing to shrink whatever I'm responsible for to accommodate that.
Yeah. I can just speak to that very briefly. The job descriptions, I believe, I don't think at this point it will be productive for the board to just take them because there are underlying issues, and Dominga, our HR director, has presented in her February 1 report three paths, three structural policy paths to work within our bylaw structure that Pacific could follow, and I believe that the PNB really needs to resolve those underlying issues and then, following that, take up the job descriptions. Otherwise, it's just going to be spaghetti. So that's why I'm suggesting a half hour. It may not be realistic, and there's a question mark about whether it needs to be closed or open, which we can get into, I guess, later in this meeting. Okay,
so we're at time.
Yeah, we're at time.
Jack, can I ask if we could have a short extension? I would just like to hear a couple more opinions about how much time we're really going to need for these job descriptions. Even if we follow your advice and don't get into the line-by-line thing, the underlying issues alone are very substantive and are very, you know, and there's very strong differences of opinion, which I don't think a half an hour would be adequate to air, much less so.
Yeah, well, maybe we can say 45 minutes. And
Well, could we ask some other people on the call what their opinions are?
Yeah, sure. Anyone else?
Well, I would say that I absolutely agree with the point that Bob is making. We know how long it took us to go over just one. And here we're talking about doing two, and unless we're just rubber stamping, then to not provide an adequate amount of time violates our or risks violating our fiduciary duties.
May I be on the stack, Sherry?
Okay, I'm sorry. Did somebody ask to be recognized?
Sherry,
go ahead.
Right. I have to agree with the personnel committee chair, who said that the discussion that we do have to address seriously and it will take several hours is not ripe, that the HR person has not yet vetted the alternatives for us to consider. So having a discussion without that guidance, which, you know, the lack of HR counseling has resulted in a lot of litigation across the Pacifica network, seems to me to be a waste of valuable time when there are other issues that are critical and that also require our attention lest we violate our fiduciary duties. And I think until the vetting is done by the HR person, it is, in fact, premature to consider it.
Okay.
Never mind.
Sherry, do you think you have enough input now on the agenda to try to have something for public posting? Or?
I do. I want to just respond again to what Wendy said, and I feel that, you know, it's not a bad idea, but it's a good idea to have the Houston report, if in fact on Friday night, after dinner, and then go over to the station, unless anybody here thinks that's a terrible idea and will share with me why.
I could answer part of it. It's Wendy.
Why it's a bad idea?
Well, I could answer one of the logistic questions.
Okay, go ahead, Wendy.
Well, you had said earlier, would it be practical for the station report to happen on Friday night and then the manager to run back over to the radio station for the party? There's people there that do that. I mean, he's got people that will set it all up for him. And the station is not that far. Now, I already got a notice from Dwayne saying that there was a party there at 7, and he sent it to all the staff. So I'm unclear, I guess. I don't know where that came from. But anyway, it is logistically possible. They have volunteers and people that would help set up the party if the manager was giving a report on Friday night. That's all I'm trying to say.
May I ask Wendy a question, Jack?
Uh-huh.
Yes, please. Go ahead, Barry.
Okay. Wendy, are they going to have snacks there? Because one thing we could do is cut short our dinner.
I'm sure they'll have food. Yeah, that was the other. That's right.
So,
thank you for reminding me, because we're going to eat at 6 and then go there at 7:30.
Right. So we could just do like a very, like a cocktail, something. I mean, food cocktail for dinner, not stumble back into the meeting drunk. And then do the station report, public comment, and then go over to the station. And I'll contact Dwayne again to tell him that we need him at the PMB meeting, and then we're all going to travel over there. I just think that's, and also that the public is coming out, and it is the Houston public, and they might want to hear about the station report, so that would satisfy Wendy's concerns. That's my feeling about it, that I was persuaded to add that report on Friday.
Okay.
Could I ask a question with regard to the time slots that Nicole suggested, in that we could just choose one?
Okay, Afia, go
whichever
ahead.
One is fine with me. Immediately, if I understand it right, Nicole, you said immediately following your 8:20 presentation, or just before your 1:30.
No, Afia, it was not immediately following the 8:20. That I think is the bridge into the finance report. But yeah, let's scroll down to 1:30, right, in between. Well, yeah, that goes into, that's also a bridge. So perhaps right after the public comment session.
Okay.
And then, right, and again, that's about the governance issue, right? Like, it's not an issue, it's just clearing that fog up for me. Is that correct, Afia?
Well, there were a number of other questions that other people had as well, so I was going to address them all at once. Part of it is governance. Another part of it is how many do we have, how much money do they generate, how much do they cost. So I'm in the process of gathering that information, and I'll have it by that time.
Wouldn't that come out of the Finance Committee or the CFO?
Well, no, actually, just to clear that up, I have included that in the board book because I have a version, which I asked from the coordinator for, that doesn't necessarily list, that keeps certain revenues confidential, meaning that, station per station. So it's a good report, and that will be included in the board book, Fia. So there'll already be kind of a hard copy of something.
Oh, that's good.
That might answer those questions, and we can refer to that.
Okay, so I think 15 minutes would
15.
Be fine.
Okay, great.
Okay.
15 minutes at 1:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so are we set, Sherry?
May I just extend to review everything one more time, please?
Okay. Why don't
so
we do
it's
that?
Not completely crazy. 12:45, welcome and acknowledgments. Bob, are you saying that there's interest? Do we do the introductions, or do we on Friday afternoon? It's welcome and acknowledgments. We do the introduction to board members. And then we have the agenda and the approval of the agenda, and then we go into the racism training?
No, that would be on Friday evening.
after the training, the racism. So
right.
You want me to do the agenda after we break?
Right.
At 6:30.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 6:30 is the agenda approval and intro and intros. Okay. And then 7, that's going to be from 6:30 to what? 6:30, how many minutes is that going to take? 15 minutes?
Yeah, maybe 20.
All right. Okay. And then 7, I think that should we do the station report at 7 to 8 and then public comment, or the station report from 6:45 to 7:45 and then public comment after the station report?
That makes sense. I have another idea.
Yeah, I was proposing 45 minutes, which is usually how much time a station report gets.
45 minutes.
Okay, 6:45 to 7:30. And then public comment, 7:30 to 8, and then we go.
Right. Now, can I ask, were you going to include my idea about some report back from the anti-racism training?
I don't think that... Do you think that it's productive to do that on Friday night?
Well, no, I'm not wedded to it being Friday.
Okay, how about Sunday morning?
Perhaps, okay.
Okay.
Sunday morning or Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Sunday morning, I was thinking.
So what's the item, what we're going to do about the racism we just learned about?
Yeah.
It's what we learned from the session, what we took from it, and then some steps towards implementing the race and nationality policy.
Which I would think would be threaded through the discussion and the work plan that is coming out of Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
If we could go back to Friday, I have a suggestion.
Well, wait a minute. It's getting off topic, you guys.
Yeah.
Can I just insert that then the station visit will be from 8 to 10, and that's probably fine because there's live people there, I think, throughout, right, Wendy? They have Friday night shows. Oh, yeah. So that'll be fine.
Then you'll be there for the prison show.
Well, that'll be fine. And I think it's totally appropriate, actually, that you review. You have a while to process. You also have a while as a board to, you know, think about the training, and that on Sunday morning, when probably a lot of more people are listening online than a Friday night or even the Saturday, that then the board, you know, makes their statement. And I think that that's totally appropriate as well, that a statement is made. So that's my suggestion, is I do think that Sunday morning is a good time, and you do have more listeners. I'm sure. And of course, Sophia, I mean, we are Pacifica, so it is threaded throughout. If you'll see there, our changing audience, that's part of it, serving a changed audience.
I don't want to get into a back and forth, Nicole, but if it were adequately threaded throughout, we wouldn't be having, we wouldn't have a task force for it.
Right, Afia. That's before my time. That's before my time, Afia. I agree with you.
Okay. All right. I think we have to wrap this up, I'm afraid.
Well, I have a really common sense suggestion that will help for Friday.
Okay, Wendy, what's your suggestion?
What if we didn't break for dinner? We just kept going, and then we had dinner at the radio station and didn't pay hotel prices for the food. You know, Pacifica could pay for the food at the radio station. And we, you know, then that would leave that whole time to just get to business, and then we'd get there earlier than 8.
Well, the only thing, Wendy, is that people, if we get to the station at 8, people were going to haven't eaten since lunch. It's not, I mean, it's not asked, I don't think. So,
okay.
Unless we lock the
bathroom,
don't feed them.
Okay. So somebody trying to be recognized?
Yeah, Lonnie, we may not have the option because of the contract with the hotel. They make their money off the food.
Okay.
Thank you, Lonnie, because I was just going to say the same thing.
Okay. Now, okay. We're way over time. So
okay, we are way over time.
Come to a resolution here.
Mary Berg, may I just reinforce something about the Sunday? I hope that's not lost. We are booked to be normally always keep going on till 3 p.m. It seems very difficult to have a 12-hour day, work from 9 to 8 and 9 to 9, and then have this 3 hours, and then most of us will have a lot of extra time. We really can't change that. Why not shorten the work day of Saturday so that people can get a little...
Okay, you know, we've
well, I personally have a flight out at four on Sunday. Most people, we have jobs we have to get back to, you know, to have booked a later flight. I was under the impression, personally, that these meetings end by 1 or 2, no later
always
than.
Always end at 3, so right. That's Sherry. How our flights mostly go. That's
Jack.
Sherry, do you want to respond to Mary's comment?
I think that, you know, we've had this discussion, and sometimes the meetings run over. The looser agenda on Sunday gives us those who can and who want to continue working there the opportunity to do so. I know Wendy sent out an invitation for a designer car show or whatever, and some people may want to be hanging around. I have to get on a flight because I've got to be in court Monday morning early. So, and I think that the intensity of Saturday is just what we all need to deal with the critical problems that are facing the station, and the intensity of Friday as well. So...
maybe we could poll what time we're leaving.
Mary, this Berkeley, isn't
we're
the PMD anyway.
O'clock, so I don't know where else other people are leaving. What time? It'd be good to know.
All right. We are at, you know, way over time on this item. Sherry, at this point, do you think you have enough input
to
assemble an agenda?
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, great. I propose that we move on now. Let's see. I'm going to get my agenda up.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, so we move on to discussion of compilation of Pacifica policies. We have 5 minutes. Bob, you want to go ahead?
Okay, this is very quick. In January, the board passed a motion kind of setting out some tasks for the year, and one of them was request the ED and the chair of the PNB to take responsibility to ensure that a compilation of existing Pacifica policies and procedures that impact the ongoing work of the foundation is distributed to all staff, LSB, and PNB members. So I just wanted to make sure, in case Nicole and Sherry weren't aware of that motion, that it did pass, and, you know, to see if there's some reasonable time frame that they can work on that project, because I think it would help a lot of the lack of historical memory that comes up from time to time when there are new people, if we just have all the documents together in one place. And maybe Mary can help as far as minutes that are relevant from last year's board, and you know, and other staff could be assigned to work on the project. So
can I just ask for clarification, was the intent for these to be board policies only?
No, it was both board and foundation policies.
But not, for instance, our station has programming policies. I doubt that they're identical at every station. I'm pretty sure they're not.
Bob, would you send me that motion again,
sure.
Or where is that motion? And then I think that Nicole and I and maybe the coordinating committee could coordinate that.
Right. That does sound like,
doesn't it?
It does sound like it's under our bailiwick. I don't think it'd be overreaching based on my reading of the bylaws.
Okay.
Okay. Is there
I'll send that out.
Mr. Chairman, does Sarf want to inform
me? Sarf, what's the point?
I think that, Bob, is that just the policies and procedures, or is that or also includes a list of motions that were passed by the National Board so that during the last years? So that they were distributed to members of the Pacifica National Board as well?
Well, the phrase is Pacifica policies and procedures, but I understood that to mean board policies and, you know, management policies. So it would be both.
Okay. All right. Any other comments?
Lonnie here.
Lonnie, go ahead.
That's going to be a huge task. And we would need some specificity because that covers a lot of territory.
Yeah. Let me suggest that maybe the coordinating committee can draw up an outline of what the various items are that would be included in such a compilation. So that, I mean, the board book, that's one thing. We have just now approved, as of January, the financial policies and procedures, but there are other areas. Who knows? I don't know what's there. So maybe we can, at our next meeting, at least have a draft outline of what would be involved. Because I don't think we're going to do it now.
Oh, no. No, I wasn't proposing it now.
Right. We only have 5 minutes. Is that all you had to say, Lonnie?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. I think maybe that raises a very good point, and I think we can conclude that item. Follow.
I have one question, Bob. Was there? What was the time constraint on that accumulation and dissemination?
None was specified.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Sorry.
Okay.
We have a minute left.
Well, let me say something.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I said.
Yeah. Wendy, go ahead.
Just, I wonder if it wouldn't be more practical to send them out electronically if that qualifies under the PNB motion. I have like a whole stack of PNB books, and they just sit there in their little stack, wasting trees.
We might discuss that in the plan and cost-cutting measures at the PNB.
Okay.
And easier to update. I recall I do have a policy features book from Kay, which is, you know, about 5 inches thick from 07. It's probably all changed.
Mm-hmm.